Howdy, moviegoers, and welcome to another edition of Review Fix at the Cinema. My name is Patrick Iggy Jr., editor-in-chief of ReviewFix.com, and I am joined by Nick Valenti, staff writer at ReviewFix.com. Usually what we do on this podcast is we discuss films that we see at the cinema. This week out, we're going to discuss the trailers that we saw before the movie. So, for the movie, we saw Winnie the Pooh, The Muppets, The Smurfs, Dolphin Tale, and Alvin and the Chipmunks. Not the most eclectic range of cinema goodness, to say the very least, but there are five new films that are coming out later this year, so they're worthy of our attention. So let's start off with Winnie the Pooh. What'd you think, Nick?
I fell asleep throughout most of it. No, I'm just checking. Just kidding. But nah, nothing I would... it wouldn't like, keep me interested to go watch. It seemed very boring. It's like the same old stuff. It was like so 10 years ago. And I guess you have fans out there that appreciate the characters, but it's something that I think is in the past and should stay there. But, the story seems very dull. And it's not something I would watch.
I think this film has something in common with all of the trailers that we'll be discussing today. They're timeless in one way or another. And at the same time, they don't need to be resuscitated for a sequel, a rehash, a retcon in any form, in one way or another. I will say that I'm a huge fan of Winnie the Pooh, and because of that, this is a film that I think is adorable, and I love the fact that for the trailer, Disney kind of spiced it up a little bit and had a Keen song on there playing in the background. It was pretty touching. It was sentimental. It was cute. I mean, and that's Winnie the Pooh is supposed to be about. So for that, I mean, I think it's a great trailer. I think it's something that gets the job done, but it's just a film that doesn't have a huge market base. It doesn't have a it's not a film that millions of people are going to see. It's a film that millions of children are going to want to see, but the chances of them seeing it at the cinema, considering the prices of movies nowadays, is not too great. I mean, this is a movie that's probably going to do great on DVD when it's released. It'll probably make its budget back, whatever its budget is, but it's not going to be, you know, Disney's next super hit. It's just going to be Disney's way of introducing Winnie the Pooh to a new audience. So, Nick, what do you think of The Muppets?
Another boring trailer, I would say. Seems like they're trying to, like, bring back, like, the same old movies, but they just don't work. I mean, I'm not sure how long ago the first one came out, but I think it was a while ago. And even back then, it wasn't, didn't seem like to pull you in, you know. It was just like, all right, Muppets, okay. I mean, I'm sure there were a lot of people who enjoy watching it, but with this one, it seemed like there was too much noise but no laugh. I guess there was one moment in the trailer which seemed pretty funny, but there was a part in the car when I guess one of the Muppets had like an oldies type of a song on, and they're all packed in. But other than that, it just seemed like it's not something I would go see. So I'm just. I said, it's like very dull, like something from the past. Like, it's like you're trying to bring something, bring something old back, and it just doesn't work.
I think I'm just watching this trailer, and I'm saying to myself, why is Amy Adams and Jason Segel? Why are they? Why are they in this movie?
Yeah.
It's just Amy Adams has been in a bunch of good movies the past couple of years, a couple of bad ones as well, but she's just cute and sassy, and I think that's why she was, cast for this film. And I think Jason Segel's involvement in what was that film that he did a couple of years ago with Mila Kunis?
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall with the puppets. I think maybe they thought, okay, he worked with puppets there, you know. Again, I'll say, this, that I love the Muppets, and I love Kermit the Frog. You know, weird world looks kind of weird. You know, like, the Muppets are great. Yeah. But again, the best Muppet stuff is in the
80s. Right.
Yeah, you know, it's like, why bring it back? And, I mean, we can answer that question pretty easily. To make money.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that the film's going to be good. It just means that people in their late 20s, early 30s, will go and check it out because they're interested in the subject material. And then people that are that age that have children that want to introduce them to that in a setting that's different from at home.
Right.
And when they want to take the family out for to a movie, they'll let them check it out. But aside from that, I mean, there's no real reason to, like, check out the Muppets in my estimation.
Yeah, there was a total miscast, and it's like the same old story. After a while, you get tired of it.
All right, so the Smurfs.
all I gotta say.
If you guys didn't hear that, that was a loud exhale on Nick's part.
You know, like at first I thought, wow, this movie's gonna be great, you know, very fun. You know, they're in their own little world. Yeah, they're doing whatever, you know, something. Someone's coming to attack them, they gotta run. Until they land into a different world, New York. It's like, could you, you know, stay where you are, please? I mean, run around, escape, you know, wherever you're from. You gotta go to New York, plus, like, Doogie Howser, another miscast character in the film. It's like, totally not worth it, you know? I guess they were, it seems like they're trying to do too much, but just, you know, it doesn't work. It's something I wouldn't go see.
It's like, as far as the animation goes, the animation looks awesome.
Yeah, that's, they look that's great. A plus. Yeah, it's something that's got going for them, but other than that, it's like a total dud.
And Hank Azaria as Gargamel.
I think that he'll play he'll be the best part of it. I mean, he was great in the Ben Stiller movies with the museum, and at the museum.
Yeah, he was.
So, and this is like a similar role, but looks like he's a bit more funny.
Absolutely.
It like fits the character very well. That's a positive that, you know, this movie has going for it. Other than that, it's like a total waste of time, in my opinion.
I don't know. It's just like every time you go to the movies, you expect films of this nature to kind of be prevalent in the box office. Those children's movies or spin-offs or sequels or retcons and stuff. But it just feels like lately that's all we're getting. And I think, considering that, I think Smurfs will do okay at the box office, like its first 2 weeks or something. Yeah. But then something of...
They're just a fleet.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Something with some kind of poignance will come out, hopefully, and, you know, eliminate it permanently from the box office. All right, the next one, Dolphin Tale. What did you think of that?
It's really Free Willy.
Without a tail?
No, but he's reincarnated into a dolphin.
With no tail?
Yeah, with no tail. And stars Morgan Freeman again. Yeah, it seems like they cast Morgan Freeman to do everything. You know, they're going to come out with a Pope movie next year. They're going to cast him as the Pope.
Oh, man.
So, but it's like, it looks like another one of those feel-good stories, like kids trying to save the dolphin, blah, 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 and so on and so on. It's like the same old story.
It's just, it's been done so many times, you know? It's like, what is going on in Hollywood? How do they
pick... The character's still miscast, like you said.
Harry Connick Jr. Is the star, like, he's the father, really?
That's really going to get me kind of movies.
Because, I'm flying now, man.
Yeah.
It had to be you.
I mean, Ashley Judd's a fabulous actress, but... No, not working there.
The same thing, too. Like, you know, Ashley Judd is in this film. And this is a woman that, like, dare I say, 10, 15 years ago, if she was in a movie, I was seeing it.
Yeah.
She was a great little actress, you know? And now, from the Tooth Fairy to this, it's... Why is she getting cast in all these kid movies that no one gives a crap about? Or, shall we say, that no one gives a smurf about?
Yeah.
So that's another movie that... I don't understand anyone's logic in releasing it. I don't know what's the plan.
Right.
Okay. And then lastly, there was about a 10-second Alvin and the Chipmunks trailer. What'd you think of that, Nick? Because I yawned and missed most of it.
You didn't miss much. Basically, they're on a ship. It was like very Titanic-esque. He's like, yeah, I'm the king of the world. Blah blah blah. And this one looks like it's going to come out in Christmas, so that's why maybe they didn't show the whole trailer, but you know, it looks like they're on a cruise ship, like a family vacation type of a film. But did they really have to make this film? I mean, the first one I understand, the second one, all right, I just want to go for a sequel. But just with the third one, I don't know where they're gonna go with it. But
see, I don't think the biggest Alvin and the Chipmunks fan in the world could stand three films in 4 years.
Yeah, it's like a little too fast, too much.
It's why. Yeah. Again, it just goes, when you look at all the films that we've discussed so far, why are they being released in the first place?
Right.
And I understand every film can't be like a Crazy Heart or something like that, or just a movie that comes out of nowhere and completely surprises you at how good it is.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just...
Yeah, it's like, you know what you're going to get.
Yeah, this is just
maybe even
fodder.
Worse.
It just, these are the films that like have to be out so the good movies get noticed more.
Right.
So it's just really sad, especially too at Disney. I remember a decade ago, 15 years ago, even 20 years ago, Disney didn't release that many films. Disney released films that they knew would make money, and they dedicated a ton of time and energy into them.
Absolutely.
You know, and now...
They were creative.
Absolutely. And now it's like...
the same old story.
Winnie the Pooh that they didn't have to make, and then the Muppets that they didn't have to make. And the other films, I believe, aren't Disney films. Alvin and the Chipmunk isn't. Dolphin Tale, I don't believe, is. And I think Smurfs is a Sony mm-hmm. Pictures film.
Right.
But even the Muppets and Winnie the Pooh, it's like, guys, just stick with Pixar. Let them take you to the promised land.
Right, right.
So, I mean, dare I did I do say that, like, last year, Princess and the Frog did surprise me. That was actually a pretty good movie.
Ribbit. You didn't see that one.
But, they're just not hitting the mark anymore, and I just think the whole children's market, period, isn't what it used to be. A lot of these films are just pretty colors and
3D.
Enough
with 3D already. It's old technology. It's like, now it's becoming big, but still, I think it takes away from the film. I mean, with certain films it works, but it's like, with everything now, it seems to be 3D. You know, is it really worth it?
I'm pretty sure all of these films were available in IMAX or 3D. I don't know about Winnie the Pooh, but I believe the other ones were. So, basically what we're trying to say here is you're not missing much by missing the trailers to this film. To these films, actually. So, I guess, stay away.
Don't waste your $45.
Yeah, don't waste your, what it's going to cost you to go to the movies.
Don't forget, plus the 3D glasses, so.
Oh, man.
It's another $10 right there.
So, I remember when I saw Lord of the Rings, and you were waiting for the trailers because you knew whatever films were shown as trailers for, like, Lord of the Rings were going to be good.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so it's like, we saw these trailers for Cars 2, so
well,
Cars 2 is like,
genre,
so. It fits the genre, absolutely, but Cars 2 is kind of like one of the, I don't want to say a summer blockbuster. It's probably going to get billed as a summer blockbuster.
Yeah, I think it's funny.
You know? So, I don't know. I just expected better screeners, better trailers.
Yeah, likewise.
So, with that being said, this is Patrick Agee Jr., Editor-in-Chief, ReviewFix.com, and you've been listening to the musings of Nick Valenti, Staff Writer, ReviewFix.com. And
stay away from the movies.
We'll see you guys later, hopefully at the movies.
So long.